السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب، مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گرانٹ یو عافیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ. اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیک گریٹ ورک آف دین فرام یو ان شاء اللہ العزیز. مے دا امہ بینیفٹ ٹریمینڈسلی. حضرت مفتی صاحب، دا پلیٹ فارم از یورز.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم سلیم کریم. For all the du'as, jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, is the 15th of Safar 1446, and today we focus on chapter 37, Surah As-Saffat, and verses number 66 to verse number 70. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about those people who are dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire, eternally because of their kufr and blasphemy, because of their shirk and idol worship and polytheism, because of their nifaq and hypocrisy, because they only paid lip service to Islam, their hearts were devoid of iman and faith and conviction. Almighty Allah protect us at all times, all places. Therefore read, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, especially after Fajr, after Maghrib, 7 times each. And the hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Chapter 37, verse 66. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا. Hence, they, these people who are the Jahannamiyin, the people, the inmates of the hellfire, sane, mature, and dispatch their adlam min Allah Jalla Wala, the justice system of Almighty Allah. لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا. They will be consuming, eating from the shajarat al-zakum, the tree that is there in Jahannam, in the hellfire, pungent tree, bitter taste, and always will causing them harm physically and morally and every other way. لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. And they will fill their bellies with that. They will be so hungry all the time, and they will be eating it, and it will be worse than poison for them. Allah protect us. Allah mahfazna minhu. Then when you eat and then you're not comfortable, you look for liquid, you look for water. Thumma, thereafter. Thumma comes for tartib, subsequently, thereafter. Inna lahum alayha. Then for them, after that, on top of that, tree and the fruits, whatever they ate there, lashawbam min hamim. There will be a mixture of the boiling water of Jahannam and the hellfire. How will that boiling water be? Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Qur'an, they elucidate, they explain and elaborate on other verses. Chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 47, verse 15. Those people, khalidun finnar, they will be forever eternally doomed in the fire. Wasukumaan hamima, they will be given that boiling water to drink. And what will be the consequences, the result of it? Faqat qatta'a am'a'ahum. It will cut to shreds and pieces they are. Intestines, chapter 47 and verse 15. That is Almighty Allah speaking in the Quran, brothers. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. They will be in Jahannam, Jahannam. The hellfire is so big. There'll be different places there. Thumma, thereafter. They ate what is in the menu, and this will be their menu. That is eating from the shajara zakum, the horrible, terrible tree, and drinking, and the water will be put on them and placed on them and poured on them, and they will be drinking from it as well. Thumma, thereafter, inna marji'ahum la ilal jahim. Then again they'll be returned to Jahannam. So it doesn't mean they are taken out of Jahannam. They're taken out from one place and then sent to another place, but all in Jahannam and in the hellfire, as Almighty Allah tells us, chapter 4, verse 145, regarding the hypocrites, and there's no shortage of them today. Hazrat Ji of Jalalabad, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Hazrat Mohana Masihullah Khan Sahib passed away on a Friday, 1992. Hazrat Ji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu used to say, in the 70s, 80s, 77 whole Ramadan I was there, I heard it myself. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Ji used to say, Nifaq aam ho gaya hai is zamane mein. And this is now in 77 I heard it. So Hazrat Ji, remember, passes away in 92 and said that hypocrisy has become rife and rampant nowadays in our society. So those people who have that nifaq, they only pay lip service to Islam, but the heart is devoid of true iman and faith. So Allah speaks of them, chapter 4, verse 145, innal munafiqina fid darkil asfali minan nar. They will be dispatched to the lowest layer, and to the lowest layers, the dungeon and prison of Jahannam. See, so it shows there are different darakat, different layers there in Jahannam, and therefore Almighty Allah speaks of it in chapter 4, verse 145, the last page of the fifth juz, the fifth supara. So for the people in Jannah and Paradise, where we are going through, where we are going to, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, hum darajatun indallah, they are darajat. You see, you're going by plane, just for our puny little brains, it will resonate with us. So you have economy class, you have business class, then you have first class. So in Jannah, hum darajatun indallah, there'll be different ranks. But no person will feel sad, worry, sorry, nothing of that sort. And in Jahannam, hellfire, darakat, you go lower, to the lowest of the low will be those munafiqeen and hypocrites, because they thought they will deceive Allah, Allah forbid. They thought they will deceive Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will deceive the Muslims. Look at the Arab regimes. Can you call them Muslims? The rulers I'm speaking about, bunch of murtaddeen and munafiqeen, majority of them. So this is what is meant there. So thumma inna marji'ahum la ilal jahim. Innahum, what is their excuse? Their excuse is this. Verily they say, alfaw aba'ahum dhalin, that they found their forefathers. Bab dada em karta huta. We following our forefathers. We following the tradition and custom. Ham to riwaj ke tabi hai. I gave you in 4 or 5 different languages there. They would say that they are following aba'ahum, their forefathers. Manjo pe ne dada ohi karno wo ay koro ghal koro ta. In Mehman, Dasi people will say, what you talking? My father, grandfather, great-grandfather all did this. But who's worried today? That they say they're following and found their forefathers doing this, but the forefathers were dhalin. They were astray. They were not taking people to Jannah and Paradise. They were taking them somewhere else. فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ يُهْرَعُونَ. And they are the people, these followers, the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So they are following in their footsteps. آثَارِهِمْ يُهْرَعُونَ. O students, O ulama, write down this. Every word in the Quran, there's no time. But just to give you a few jewels of the Quran, al-lu'lu wal-jawahir. So remember, yuhra'un ihra'. Hamza, ha, ra, alif, ayn. And isra', so have the same meaning, they are synonymous. So they will be rushing in the footsteps of their forefathers, and blindly, that they won't look, where's the dalil, where's the evidence, where's this? So that is the dalil. They'll tell you what the maulanas of that time didn't know. You were paying the maulanas peanuts, you threaten them, you will deport them to India and here and there. Like today, the people are so intimidated, they can't speak the truth. Who can speak the truth against the Saudi regime? They want to tell you, they're mulling. Can you believe that? They're mulling and thinking about imposing now vaccines for monkeypox. They want to make us monkeys and donkeys once again, you see. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on this ummah, on all of us. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy, whilst you alone, exclusively, O Allah, وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. So who will be to tell MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan and his cronies and comrades, the fear? I won't be able to go for Umrah. I won't be able to go for Hajj. Did not Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afdalul jihad man qala kalimata haqqin inda sultanin jair. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. The best jihad is when you speak the truth in front of a ruler who is a zalim, an oppressor, a tenpot dictator. So that should be our aspirations, our hopes and so forth. Islam is not for sale. We must name them, shame them and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 15th of Safar, 1446, Gaza genocide 319. So day 319. And those of you who are interested in the Russian-Ukraine conflict and war, there today is 907. So we can give you both, you see. Gaza genocide today, Tuesday 319. And that side, Putin. Is a big harami, therefore I like him. He's taking the Americans to pieces and teaching Ukraine a lesson, and NATO and Europe. Day number 907. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Alhamdulillah, 3 Israelis dispatched straight to Jahannam and hellfire. Every jutla that dies, and freks, remember, frek mean to die like a dog. So that's what happens to them. يَدْرِبُونَ هُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. Whilst they are in Sakarat, the angels are threshing them, giving them a good hiding on their backsides and on their front side and on their faces, Quran says. And then they are told, get into the punishment of the fire. And that is Quran Sharif for these zalims and oppressors. So remember, so they die with terrible condition. And then we find that Blinken is there. He's blinking. So now he tells Hamas that Hamas, Israel, has accepted the United States proposal. It's nothing United States proposal. He goes and talks to Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza. And then he tells him that say this, and we will tell the world now it's up to Hamas. Why don't you answer Blinken and Biden and all you war criminals? When the world wanted the ceasefire at the United Nations Security Council, everybody agreed. And you, United States of America, with your ambassador there and representative there to the UN, not once, not twice, but thrice you vetoed it. So what are you talking about peace? You are not an honest broker. You are a war criminal. You are a super terrorist, America. And the world has seen that, remember. Therefore, everything of yours is polarized, whether it is white and black, whether it's religious, whether it is other reasons, even your elections, you will see Trump and Kamala are running neck and neck. So you will see this is the beginning of the end of America. It will start disintegrating just like the Jutlas are disintegrating. Yahya Sinwar is our leader and we're proud about it. Yahya Sinwar said publicly, I will make Netanyahu curse the day his mother gave birth to him. He torpedoed all this nonsense of their ceasefire talks and said, we want the original proposal, not the amendments made by Israel. And now we're taking out our elite forces of Hamas. Do you know Tel Aviv is burning? Which Western media is going to tell you that? Certain parts of Tel Aviv is on fire. Remember these type of things here. So that is the news that comes through the wires, which you will listen to on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And the Jutlas must just hear that Iran is going to attack. They won't attack, but Iran is a big harami, kufar, shias, haters and people who detest and despise Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, Mother Hafsa radiallahu anha, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So what they're going to attack? The haramis, kufar themselves. It's a game they play, but the public are not aware of it, you see. So now they say Hamas will attack us, the Houthis will attack us, and remember Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan will attack us. So they are constantly in worry. This is the punishment for them. So now the United Nations have said that Israel is striking Gaza and everywhere now. There's nothing like a safe zone and so. They are baby killers, murderers of prophets and messengers. So therefore we say publicly and proudly, one settler, one bullet, every one day is a legitimate target. In Chicago, Kamala Harris made an unexpected speech on the first day and she said, we're going to fight. And the people like sheep say, we're going to fight and we're going to win. And you know who spoke? Said Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary spoke. Hey Hillary, what you say? I got a message for you and Bill. You see, when you ran against Trump 2016, you were 100% sure you're going to win. And Allah has graced you. Watu izzu man tasha, watu zillu man tasha. And Kamala Harris might just pull it off. Imagine you as a white lady, you couldn't pull it off. And an African Indian lady, a black Indian lady. Kamala Harris' mother is an Indian. She likes curry khichdi. She likes curry. She likes masala. And remember, her father is Jamaican, Caribbean, and West Indies. Maybe she likes cricket also. You know West Indies. So they were the masters once upon a time. Now they're hopeless. So anyway, I'm speaking of the good old days. So anyway, remember that there. So they are going to win Hillary. It seems like that. Then what will you do? You say, I, a white lady, a proper, thorough American, I lost. And they went to vote for this 41 and then 50, 49-51, mixed up one, you see. So Hillary doesn't know. Just like Bill. You know Bill, he was doing other things there with Monica. You must ask him when you meet him. All haramis. See how Israel is catching it. And outside the conference, thousands of pro-Palestinians. Palestina will be free from the river to the sea. And you, Kamala, you must say, there must be arms embargo to Israel. Imagine the world is standing up. So many countries, if you put all of them together, is millions of people, majority non-Muslims, and they are marching for Palestine. That is what Hamas did. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. I give you one example. The Scottish government says there's a ban on the meeting with the Israeli diplomat until and unless there is a ceasefire in Gaza. Well done, Scotland. Well done, Ireland. You must name them and shame them and so forth. Blinken is blinking, remember. He's seeing the fire in Tel Aviv. He's seeing the world opinion turn against America and Israel. Both are becoming pariah states. I remember the words of Ronald Reagan when he was president, he was in the White House. These words, they ring in my ears till today, you know, like how the Boer and Burkis and Afrikaners told me and my father. I was a very young boy, but I remember the words, "Hey, okuli, khan nadi kuli dorp tu." You don't understand this in Durban. So remember that. They would call us Indians, kuli. They said, get out from here and go stay there in your Indian township, kuli dorp, and your kuli. So it still rings in my ears, you know. And now Ronald Reagan, the harami, when they asked him, Dad, now you are dealing with this nationalist party, Farhur's party, Foster's party, Botha's party and all. They said, Americans are masters of coining terms. He said, no, we got constructive engagements. Go read it up, Ronald Reagan's speeches. He was a third-class film actor, hopeless, useless character. So Ronald Reagan would say constructive engagement with the South African regime, you see. So this is the white man's policy, that they always want that the position of power, and they must be held in a high esteem. How the hell can we hold you in high esteem when majority of you are racist and you treat the non-whites, remember, as secondary, third-class for citizens and so forth? Tel Aviv attack, martyrdom operations. You Muslim, I'm speaking to the true Muslims, not to these guys who are part-time and munafikin and hypocrites and so forth. To true Muslims, this word was explained to us by Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi. We love his fatwas regarding Palestine. On other issues, we don't agree with him on some issues. Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus for the stance he took against Jutlas and Israel and so forth. So he said that when a Muslim Palestinian goes into an area, whether it is their restaurants, whether it is wherever their shopping malls, and he blows himself up, we call this amaliyatul istishhad, martyrdom operations. Nuwafikuka fi hadhil qadiyya ya Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, mi'a fil mi'a. We concur and agree with you. It is martyrdom operations. But the Western media wants us to feel guilty. And that is, they say, suicide bombing. No suicide bombing. We know what we are doing. Inshallah, Hamas, Jihad Islami are going to start again the Amaliyatul Istishhad right inside my Tel Aviv, Dansal di Papa Dance. Then you see what happens to the Jutlas. See how hated, detested, despised they are. In your Venice in Italy, we've been there, beautiful city. You go around there with the gondolas, with the boats and so forth. So I told my brother Abdullah, me, I can't go all this woman naked there. So he said, for you, we made the private one. Nobody else with us. Only three of us. He, my wife, and myself. And then we go everywhere, subhanallah. Jazakallah khair, Abdullah. You listening to me? So closing bi'anal. So bi'anal, whatever hell they call it. So the Jutla Pavilion is closed in Venice. Victory to the BDS. Boycott, disinvestment, and sanctions on Israel. Victory for them. One in every five Jews is a migrant, the biggest in any nation. This is the punishment from Almighty Allah. Allah will not allow them to stay in a place peacefully. Yea, in South Africa, under the white minority apartheid regime, the Burkis and the Boere, so they were living comfortably, making deals and so forth. South Africa, New York, and Tel Aviv, the triangle, unholy triangle. But when the ANC swept into power in 94, if you know anything about Judaism and South Africa and Jutlas in South Africa, half of them left. They say we can't live under the black rule. Go read their own newspapers. They'll tell you the Jewish report and so forth. So rabbis, these are your rabbis of Israel. The rabbis are encouraging the settlers that you must continue with the violence in the West Bank. Burn their cars, burn their houses, burn them also. These are Jews, these are their rabbis, these are the murderers. So one yesterday, they put one explosion there in Tel Aviv. The rabbi, he messed his whole trouser. I don't know if he wear underpants or not, the harami. His front and back, he messed it up. I sent it out yesterday. He say he never heard such an explosion. Rabbi, more are coming your way, you harami. Imran Khan says, you must remember, I'm in jail, but I'm applying to be the Chancellor of Oxford. You see that? Because he studied in Oxford. He's running rings around the Pakistan Chor government. Chor means big crooks. And remember your Bhutto family, Sharif family, bunch of crooks, we know them. Lavrov, Foreign Minister of Russia, says that US ordered the bombing of the Nord Stream, you understood? So that is that whole blast and so forth was ordered by them. So this is what Lavrov said, and he told it to the US on their face. We agree with you. MBS, the Murtad bin Harami, Murtad bin Shaitan, forged his father's signature and then attacked the people in Yemen and killed thousands of people, displaced hundred thousands and million, and still lost the war. Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made special dua of hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessing to the people of Yemen. Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina, to the people of Sham, the Levant, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. Give them barakah, blessing. They asked, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what about Najd? Najd is your Riyadh and all that. The Saudi and their Salafi scholars for dollars and haramis, I call them, taking haram money from Saudi regime and embassies. Don't you even feel shy? So they say, no, Najd means, you must remember, Iraq. Is lies that. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the mawaqit, the various boundaries, what he said, لِأَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ ثَوْزُ الْحُلَيْفَةِ وَلِأَهْلِ يَمَنْ يَلَمْلَمْ, and so forth. Then, وَلِأَهْلِ, you must remember, Najd. Zal Qarnul Manazil. You see that? So Najd is separate. And then Wali Ahlil Iraq, Zatu Irqit. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a distinction. One is Najd, that is in Saudi Arabia. And remember, the other is Iraq, separate. If you study Sheikh bin Baz's life history, I met bin Baz so many a time. I met him in his office, I met him in his house, I met him in conferences. So Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, the Salafis have changed everything. In his old books, I still have one, two old copies of his books. It was written there, Samaha to Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah. So it was, remember, Hanbali. But now they removed the Hanbali. They wrote books, Ulama and Najd, about the Saudi Ulama and so. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for the Najdis. Hunaka al-fitan wa zalazil. The fitnas will come there. You see, MBS, I don't say every alim of Saudi, I don't say everybody, but today what is happening, 100%, this is the fitna of the Najdis. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed them, the haramis. So they want to now impose vaccines on the people who are coming for Umrah and Ziyarat and maybe Hajj also. Allah alone knows, they're mulling and thinking about it. So MBS forged the signature of his father. His father is in Hafsa Karat already. So remember, Saudi spent, this is the Arab news, Saudi spent, listen to this, $133 million. Saudi spent $133 million to maintain the 6,000 masajid there. But they don't tell you the second part of it. We will maintain the masajid, the mosque. We will pay the imams and everything. But you must toe the line. You must say king. You must say crown prince. You must say all that. Don't speak about Israel. Don't speak about Gaza. Don't speak about, you have said, America. You must be a puppet. So that's what you must understand. That's how they work. Russia never dictated to me. Scotter Ritter. America dictates to me. They want we must carry their narrative, but Russia never did so. Scott Ritter is exposing America and showing that Russia and them are on the right by attacking Ukraine. Palestine on the right, what they did on the 7th October. You come, you steal my house, you steal my shop, you occupy everything, and when I retaliate, you want to play victim? No, your victim story is no more working, O Jutla, O Jutli, O Zionist. The world has caught up with you. Your Holocaust story is no more working. And yesterday I saw something, you understand, that guy said is anti-Semite. He said the Palestinians are the biggest people who belong to Semitic languages. So if you anti-Palestine, you anti-Semite. So the Haramis didn't know what to say. And Putin blew up, his army blew up the armor of these Ukrainians. How many helicopters and that they shot them down. Modi came back in the news. Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, go read what he did there. This Friday, Modi is going to visit Ukraine. See, Modi is a big politician. So he visits Russia and he goes talk with the Putin, because that are very strong ties. And that's a master stroke. We don't like him, but good things he does, that you have to give him due. So good things for his country. So he went to Russia. We will make this deal, this deal. And Putin says, America, go to hell. Modi is telling them, go to hell. But he can't tell them straight. So he said, no, 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 I'll visit Ukraine also. But that is what we say, Modi and your chamchas. This is your Kali Kali. Kali Kali is just to show the world his heart and everything belongs there by Russia and Putin. His body is just here. No, we'll make some 1-2 deals with Ukraine also. So Malema, we come to South African news, views and interviews. Malema is shouting and screaming, why follow the cowards? Floyd Shivambu left. These are cowards. So why must you follow the cowards? You must follow me. We the brave guys. I'm the commander in chief. That is Malema speaking. Can you believe this, South Africa? South Africa is a real circus. We got comedians, 400 comedians in parliament. Listen to this figure. Eskom says they want a 40% increase. Me and you as South Africans must pay for electricity, power, energy, call it what you want to, next year, April. What the hell? You can't even give electricity. You got load shedding. Now you change the word to load reduction. You make us fools and idiots. Don't you even feel shy that 40%, we should cut your wages by 40%, you haramis, and so forth. Therefore, me, I never ever voted ANC. And I'm very happy about that. They destroyed this country, remember that. 40% increase they're proposing Eskom. Can you believe that? Tomorrow, yeah, in Lands, there's local elections. Actions, but very few posters. I don't know. Maybe they're taking it for granted that one party will win. But anyway, whoever is voting, don't voting is up to you. So ask Allah that Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Ya Allah, you select the best for me and for all of us and choose for me. And inshallah, he had sad news yesterday by my best friend here, Brother Muhammad Khan, his beloved mother. We visited her on Saturday after Fajr. We went there. And yesterday, day, 8:30, 9:00, she passed away. Janaza had to read there about 2:15, 2:20. And Allah grant her, Brother Muhammad Khan's mother, Jannatul Firdausil A'la, she's buried there with Muhammad's father. So mother, father in the same grave. He passed away 6 years ago. So his janaza will soon be performed. So Rabbana Filli Wali Walidayya Walil Mu'minina Yawma Yaqumul Hisab. To lose a mother, to lose father is very, very sad, you know. So we know we've been through all this. So, O Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We are sinners, Ya Allah. Wali walidayya, our beloved parents. Walil mu'minina, and the true believers. Throughout the world, the past, present, future, forgive everyone. Yawma yaqumul hisab, the day the reckoning is established. Chapter 14, verse 41. Our programs for today, Tuesday, 15th of Safar, 8:30 to 9, Mona Musa Lahir. 11 to 12 will be bliss of marriage. And inshallah, Surah Ma'idah, very interesting, chapter number 5 and verse number 4 today, inshallah al-Aziz. And then inshallah, that at night and that will be Mawla Musa Lahir, 8 to 9 with the Tasawwuf. So inshallah, we carry on now, Salim Kareem. We got 15, 16 minutes. minutes left, inshallah. No, let's say 14 minutes left for the Q&A. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. A friend claims that the Maulana told him that it's permissible to bypass the home electrical meter or to only pay for a portion of the usage due to the exorbitant unjustified charges from ESCOM and municipalities. Is this permissible?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We all know that every country you have to pay some taxes. So how can that be justified Islamically? It's not justified. So remember now the Maulana, I don't know who he is, whether he's Yu'minuna bil Ghaib or Yu'minuna bil Jaib. Yu'minuna bil Ghaib means the true scholars of Islam. And Yu'minuna bil Jaib means the scholars for dollars. So maybe he got one crooked guy from ESCOM, gave him 100 rand, 500 rand, and said, fix up my meter. You know, it mustn't move properly. So number one crime, bribery. La'ana Allahu Rashi wal Murtashi wal Ra'ish. Authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Allah's curse is on the one who gave, you understand, and gives the rishwa bribery, the one who receives it, the third party who says, don't worry, I got all the contacts, you see. So all parties are cursed. Hadith in Tirmidhi. The government is making khiyanat with us, right? They are being unloyal, disloyal, haramis with us. But the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكْ. People who are going against the truth, that you don't mean that now you also go do wrong things. There are two wrongs, don't make a right. This, the enemies of Islam, they stole from this hadith. You hear there's two wrongs, don't make a right. So it's from this hadith in Tirmidhi. وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكْ. Not permissible, these type of things. Yes, you want to pay them half. Say the account came out 10,000 rand, example. So 5,000 rand you pay with your halal money. The other 5,000 you pay with interest money, because that is how they are making zulam, oppressing. So you can do that. But you can't say that you must jippo the meter and all that. Not permissible. Jee.
Mufti Sahab, is parda covering of the face wajib? Please, can I have a Quranic ayat relating to the question?
All of you, my sisters, my daughters, read these two Quranic verses, chapter number 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 59. Chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuha nabi, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kulli azwajik, tell your honorable wives and spouses, wa banatik, your beloved daughters, wa nisa'il mu'minin, are we the men, our women, our mother, daughter, wife, sister, niece, yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin, that you must wear the parda, you must wear the hijab, you must cover your faces when you go out. Go open rawai'ul bayan fi ahkamil Quran. Baba Ustaz Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, he wrote a whole article on that. Bid'ah to kashfil wajh, is haram for a Muslim lady to go and expose her face in front of all and sundry, the strange men and so forth. Go read Surah 24, and that is Surah Nur, and it comprises 64 verses. Go read chapter 24 and verse 31 and see what Allah says. Wal yadribna bikhumurihinna ala juyubihin. So in Islam, a lady must wear her dress. Above the dress, she has to wear another garment and so forth. That's compulsory. So all enshrined in the noble Quran. So, but the problem is with majority of our Muslim women, agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, then you look for thousand excuses. It's wajib, it's farz, it's compulsory.
Okay, sahab, just wanted to ask, is it okay to work for someone who is of the LGBTQT community?
If the person, your boss, and them, they belong to the lesbian, gay movement, and so forth, and so the queer, the Q stands for queer, and so forth, you know that your boss is like that, and so forth, so it's not permissible. Maybe one day you're just bending down and doing some work, he want to maybe enter there, you know, we don't know, these guys are real characters, you must remember that. Story time quickly, Maa Salim Kareem. So I was there in Canada. So they're taking me around in Toronto, right? We've been there thrice to Canada. So the one guy say, I want to show you something. So I asked, what do you want to show me? He said, I want to take you to the gay mosque. I said, there's no such thing as gay mosque in Islam. All these people who are proponents and advocating, promoting this gay business, they're out of the fold of Islam. So he said, no, we could just go see. I said, no, there if you bend down in ruku, something might happen, you know. So he said, oh, yo, that's a dangerous. I said, yeah, it's a haram to go there. So you, my brother, you're going to work for ABC guy, XYZ guy. He is, was, remember, a gay guy promoting, that lady promoting lesbian. So your life will also be in danger and so forth and so on. So not permissible for you to work for such haramis and they're promoting it. Just now they will tell you tomorrow you must wear those colors. You know those colors they have and so forth. That socks and all that, their outfit and so. What you will do then? Surah 5 verse number 2. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate with one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression. You're not doing it, but for you to be working with them, and they will have laws in favor of that, and you will have to abide. So therefore, not permissible, brother.
Mufti Saab, did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go for Hajj when Makkah was in the hands of the enemies?
This is the chronological table, brother. In the sixth year, when the Master alayhi salatu salam, Sahaba plus minus approximately 1500 went, the month was Zulqadah, the year was 6 years after the Hijrah. They did not allow the Master alayhi salatu salam. That led to Sulah Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, Zulqadah, and then on Muharram, وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. O Sahaba, you heard what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Allah will give you a magnificent victory in Muharram, 13 Muharram, in the 7th year of the Hijrah. The Battle of Khaybar took place. 92, 94 jutlas, some books write 92, some say 94, say over 90 jutlas dispatched to hell. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu played a prominent role and then was called Fatih Khaybar radiallahu anhu arda. We've been to Khaybar, you should be going there as well when you go to Medina and for Umrah and so forth. 8th year Ramadan, Saturday 21st of Ramadan, was Fath Makkah. وَيَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ took place. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, people entered in their droves and droves into the fold of Islam. So from the 8th year of the Hijrah already, Makkah was Darul Islam, Darul Iman. Kufr finished. The Master alayhi salam took his Asa Mubarak, stick Mubarak, the idols inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, idols outside. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَاقَ الْبَاطِلِ. The Master smashed them to smotherings and pieces. In the 9th year, listen, O you kuffar, Shias and sympathizers. In the 9th year of the Hijrah, he, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, appointed Thani as Nain, the second of the two. Chapter 9, verse number 40. Ya Aba Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, you go as Amirul Hajij, because the ayat got revealed. But وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ إِسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Go for Hajj if you have the means. Ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, you will be the Amir of the Hajij or Hujjaj, both are Arabic. So you will be the leader. You, Sayyidina Ali, you go under the leadership of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. You will be the Munadi. You must go to the gullies, alleys of Makkah and say, لَا يَتُوفَنَّ بِالْبَيْتِ أُرْيَانٌ, that no person is allowed to perform tawaf and go around the Baytullah, the cube, what you non-Muslims say, the black cube, naked as they used to do. And the non-Muslims all kicked out. Get out from here. You're not allowed to come to Makkah and so forth. إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ najas, فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِمْ هَذَا. So after this year, the 9th year, you're not allowed there. So that is how Sayyidina Abu Bakr performed the Hajj. Sayyidina Ali had to go around. down and announce all these things. In the 10th year of the Hijrah, so no non-Muslims there, is Makkah is free, and Baytullah, Allah calls it Bil Baytil Atiq. So it means it does not belong to MBS Murtad or his father or grandfather. It's a house that belongs only to Allah, is free for all times, all places. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, 124,000 perform Hajj like that, brother. Not when the kuffar were there, the aim was to kick them out, but today this harami MBS will allow the mushrikeen and the non-Muslims to come there and build sanamas, and these Salafi scholars will still defend him and the madakhalis. They're all on the payroll, remember that. Quran Kareem said regarding Makkah and surroundings, Surah 22, Suratul Hajj, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention only, in the haram, in Makkah and surrounding, of deviation, of zulam and oppression, transgression, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, we will unleash a painful, terrible punishment for him. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all the other masajid. Last question, Mulana.
Okay, sir, what dua do you read when you lost something?
When you lost something, read Surah Alam Nashrah. Fa inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Read the Asma'ullah al-Husna. Things that Allah Ta'ala told us to read. Chapter 7, verse 180. And walillahi al-Asma'ul Husna fad'uhu biha. Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. So invoke and call Almighty Allah by His beautiful names. Read Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. Wife lost the ring. Wedding ring. Now where's it? Sentimental value. You brother, you lost the Kruger coin. Where's it? You don't know under which matras you put it. Pala pala. So now you see. So read Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. Inshallah it will come back. And if it don't come back and it got lost or stolen, ask yourself, are you paying zakat or not? Hadith in Abu Dawood, the Marasil. Hassinu amwalakum bis zakat. Protect your wealth and your assets by the payment of zakat. Barakallahu fiik ma salim. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.